It's the big time. It's Whitney Allen. I'm outnumbered, and I like it when it's Midland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody say hi to Jess and Mark and Cameron.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Whitney. How are you?
You're already winners.
Isn't that crazy?
No, not at all.
Do you remember? It's so crazy. It seems like yesterday that we were down in the studio out in L.A.
The parking situation over there was confusing.
The parking kind of sucks.
We saw Aaron Carter.
Yes, you did.
Didn't know who the hell we were. But actually, you did. You did your research, and we had a good time. But, man, it's crazy to think how much we've grown and learned and just been through from that first interview with you to now.
Did you learn anything from my interview?
Yes.
We learned
we're big fanziers.
Crazy people can go anywhere.
You can also be radiantly beautiful and work in radio.
And good night, everybody. That was Midland.
Wow. Guys, Whitney and Cameron just walked off. They're Oh, my God.
We'll
be
back.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Wait, it'll they just went into Cameron's hotel room. I don't know.
What the hell, Jess? What did we do? Okay, Jess, I guess we'll just take this interview over.
Questions. It's okay.
Mark,
where
did you get that cool Cowboys shirt?
Oh, man. I got it at the Gettin' Place.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It was actually a children's store.
They're back. That was
there. We're kidding, guys. They didn't really go to the bedroom.
All right. Okay.
Hey,
wow,
it's actually longer than usual for you.
You want to open this while I'm waiting for Midland to hand me back the interview? I don't need it. What was it like to win an ACM? I ask because we've been nominated. We've never won.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh,
okay.
Wow.
Well, we don't handle nominations.
I feel like we kind of haven't won it until we receive it, so we haven't received that thing. But the thrill of getting
there. Do they surprise you when they give it? Like, do they sneak up? And this is not a setup because we're not big enough.
Well, you don't have it?
Not that. But
oh, by the way.
So what happened is our tour manager did play a trick on us, and they found out the night before when we were on tour a couple weeks ago. And you know, on tour, it's pretty late nights, and we were pretty groggy. We had just woken up. We're like, you got to wake up for a phoner. We thought it was just like a traditional radio phoner. Like, we're going to also film it because you're going to do a ticket giveaway at the end, and they want it on Facebook.
No,
like, all right, let's do this.
I always wondered how they did
so
this.
So we do a lot of them. We're like, all right. And then, you know, is this Jess? Yep. Mark? Yo. I said yo to Reba McEntire. And Cameron is brushing his teeth, and she goes, Cameron Doherty? He goes, mm-hmm. He's just sitting there brushing his teeth.
This is Miss Reba McEntire. You go, are you kidding? I'm the only one I know.
We're like looking around like, come on, you guys. That's not cool, dude. Like,
I thought it was like a radio DJ doing
like,
impersonation.
It took 5 minutes, and then we're still kind of not sure.
Reba was finally like, she's like, idiots. It is. I'm
listen to the words that I'm saying.
Reba McEntire.
Colonel Sanders.
Oh, my goodness, she's behind you.
So it was, I mean, we immediately got washed with emotion. We just like, yeah, it was a genuine moment. We all hugged each other, and it was one of those moments we'll never forget.
Yeah,
you know,
it's incredible.
We'll be telling Cameron's grandchildren next year about it.
Next year, you've grown up quick.
Hey, man, when you do as much work as I do,
yeah, no, you work hard, play hard.
He started young.
Yeah,
I started.
So, all right. So, what made you do? What inspired you to do Drink Your Problem in Spanish? Was it Texas? Your proximity to the border? What was it?
We definitely noticed that we do have a quite large and
Hispanic
very, very enthusiastic Hispanic fan base, which is awesome.
Right.
And we all grew up on the West Coast. Mark lived, you know, he could see Mexico from his bedroom. I grew up in California, which is basically Mexico light. And it was kind of this happenstance where when we first got together to record music, our first demos, we met this guy, Jay De La Cueva. Who was also recording at this place.
Huge Mexican,
he's a huge
rock and roll star.
Rock star. And we've stayed in touch with him and become great friends. And we kind of just had this crazy idea. Well, why don't we do this together? You can produce it. And it kind of, to me, sounds like the song was written in Spanish.
Did you have to learn or did you
Well,
know
Mark
Spanish?
Speaks fluent Spanish. Jess speaks
fluent.
I'm pretty fluent. Yeah, I studied it in college. But even with me, and very, very proficient at it. I had to work hard at it because when you're fluent, like Jay is, Jay translated it so it sounds like it's incorporating slang. It's not textbook Spanish.
It's talking and Google Translate.
Right, because if you're doing Google Translate, it's going to be like, tengo uno problema con tomando. And that's not how you're going to say that in Mexico. It's like, even like
get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a struggle for me because Jay was – he goes, hey, man, if we're going to do this in Mexico and I'm putting my name on it, y'all are not going to sound like gringos trying to cut a song in Spanish. You're going to sound like Mexican recording artists doing a normal song.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we worked our asses off.
But
it was tricky.
I can see you guys. It's funny, a slight Mexico connection with y'all. I was conceived in Tijuana.
In Tijuana?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can tell that about you.
I spent a lot of time in Tijuana.
Yeah, it's still.
I hitchhiked home from Tijuana
once.
Did
you really?
It was the most tumultuous 4 hours of my entire life.
Wow. From Tijuana to where?
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Rosarito.
I got arrested in Rosarito.
Hold on. Rosarito to the border, 4 a.m., no car ride. Yes, I got in three different cars. It took me to get home.
My friend got
vomited on.
Yeah.
One of the cars got pulled over. The girls got DUIs. We had to walk from there. It was crazy. The craziest. I told you this story.
I got arrested in Rosarito, thrown in the back of a cop car at the first day of spring break when I was 19 years old.
Oh, for crying out
I
loud.
I spent a lot of time
So we
down
love
in Baja.
Mexico.
I just got back from it. I was down in Todos Santos, down in Baja.
I was in Loreto and a little town called Hierro Negro.
Uh-huh.
That where the gray whales come in and they come right up to the boat.
En el Mar de Cortez.
Is that the east side?
It's the Sea of Cortez. I grew up going to, since I was 14, down to San Carlos, Guaymas.
Oh,
which
I haven't
is
been there.
So beautiful.
All right. Next
tripped
trip.
On mushrooms once down there. It was awesome.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it was
Everyone
so cool.
always used to do the drugs. It pisses me off. I can't find any
used
anymore.
Used to.
Oh, yeah. Just call us.
All right. At least I have your numbers.
Hit us on speed dial.
I'm going to take care of that. So are you playing tomorrow?
Yeah, we're playing. We're performing Drinking Problem.
Are you doing English or Spanish? Or are you
we're
going to
Hey, you never know.
Oh, okay. You can't tell me.
When
it's okay.
When we were screwing around singing it, and then during the sound checks, then when I went to go sing the first lyric, I went to go sing it in Spanish. It trips me up now because I'm trying to like learn it because all the words are you still have to like relearn it in Spanish.
Sure.
But it's every time I already sometimes I'm already freaking out if I'm going to remember the words to our normal song. So now like doing it in Spanish, it's like holy cow, why did we do this now? But we're going to sing it in English tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I'm very proud of you guys. You've done so much, and you get out there and you do
hey, thanks.
Rock people. Let me quote. I think I'm quoting you and say, you rock people's faces off. Is that right?
Yeah, that's us. All right. Melt your faces.
Melt your faces off.
Yeah. Okay, right. The bar is open.
Mark Cameron and Jess, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Midland, they are your best new artist, also nominated for single, correct?
And for best vocal group. We're
nominated
for. We're up, we could potentially walk away with a hat trick.
Three Bs. Yeah. Wow. All right. You
it
guys
could,
are the
it could be a it could be a threesome.
I am surprised that you actually.
Well, I guess a foursome with all three of us and you.
It's an orgy.
Good God!
Well, and me and the award.
This has gotten very sexual. The sexual tension is, ladies and gentlemen, the sexual tension between Cameron and Whitney Allen is once again escalated.
Again,
and they are.
We've got to get a suite.
Oh, good God! We've got to end this. We've got to end this so they can.
It's pretty sweet.
They got to do something about this.
What was that key you just slid across the table to her?
We're not talking about that number.
Anytime, baby.
All right. I know. Oh, Cameron. Oh, I know. Thank you guys so much for coming
Thank you,
by.
Whitney. Thank you. Thanks for all the support. We love you.